Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is July 7, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about SBM Bank to offer smarter payments solutions through MasterCard Send. AMK teams up with EMQ to support cross-border money transfer in Southeast Asia. Uber to buy Postmates for $2.6 billion United States dollars. Mobile payments surge to 391% in Nigeria. RSA, new day to secure e-commerce transactions. Payot launches an automated payment solution for online marketplaces. JudoPay and Things enable hospitality businesses to offer touch-free cashless payments. PaySafe rolls out an online cash payments solution in Bulgaria. Now let's get started. SBM Bank to offer smarter payments solutions through MasterCard Send. India-based SBM Bank has partnered with MasterCard to restructure domestic and cross-border payments and remittances through MasterCard Send. MasterCard Send plays a key role in diversifying MasterCard's payment flows and strengthening payment experiences for customers. In this way, customers will be able to make real-time domestic business-to-consumer B2C transfers efficiently, as per a statement. According to IBS Intelligence, remittances and payments businesses are crucial for SBM Bank India's growth strategy. AMK teams up with EMQ to support cross-border money transfer in Southeast Asia. AMK, a provider of microfinance services in Cambodia, and EMQ, a global financial settlement network, have teamed up to facilitate cross-border money transfer across Southeast Asia. This partnership enables AMK to integrate with EMQ's global network for secure and compliant cross-border solutions, making financial services more accessible for their customers across the region. For users, there is also a range of payout options including instant cash pickup, bank deposits to the partnered banks, deposit into a mobile wallet, or home delivery of cash to support their families back home across Southeast Asia. According to the official press release, this will create a more inclusive economy for a region where only 27% of the population have access to financial services. Uber to buy Postmates for $2.6 billion United States dollars. Uber Technologies has announced it is acquiring U.S.-based food delivery operator Postmates for about $2.65 billion United States dollars in an all-stock transaction. Uber said in a news release that the newly combined third-party delivery entity combines the strengths of each platform to create a more powerful player in the highly competitive restaurant delivery market. The deal means Uber's Rides and Eats platforms join the differentiated geographic areas and customer demographics of Postmates, along with Postmates' more localized small and medium-sized restaurant connections. Uber also views Postmates' involvement in the delivery as a service market as an added plus since it complements Uber's efforts in delivering groceries, essentials and other goods. Following the closing of the transaction, Uber intends to keep the consumer-facing Postmates app running separately, supported by what it said is a more efficient, combined merchant and delivery network. Uber will issue about 84 million shares of common stock for all of the fully diluted equity of Postmates, according to the press release. Mobile payments surged to 391% in Nigeria. Data from the Nigerian Interbank Settlement Scheme, NIBSS, has revealed that mobile payments have increased by 391% since May 2019. According to Tech Cabal, in January 2020, the volume of mobile payments topped 7.4 million transactions, up from 724,803 in January 2019. Moreover, the value of transactions between July 2019 and December 2019 is nearly three times larger than the previous 6 months, while in 2020 transaction activity has continued to increase thanks to greater adoption of mobile payments and the COVID-19 pandemic. Furthermore, according to NIBSS's data, OPay is the preferred mobile payment method, accounting for 60% or of the total value of transactions in April 2020, while Paga and First Money show over 15 million users. Overall, the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted the growth of mobile payments during the lockdown. Therefore, in April 2020, when Nigeria's lockdown was implemented, the volume of mobile payments declined by 19.6%. However, by May, when Nigeria's lockdown measures eased, commercial activity slowly returned and mobile payments went back into growth territory, as 9.5 million transactions were made, Tech Cabal reported. RSA, new day to secure e-commerce transactions. UK-based financial company NewDay has implemented RSA's adaptive authentication for e-commerce solution to secure digital payments and prevent fraud. According to HelpNet Security, the RSA adaptive authentication for e-commerce is a 3DS solution that enables card issuers and payments processors to prevent more than 95% of fraud in card-not-present CNP e-commerce transactions, as CNP frauds are expected to reach US$6.4 billion by 2021 in the US. Therefore, NewDay has selected RSA's fraud detection capabilities to help provide a consistent, convenient, and secure online shopping experience for cardholders. Moreover, RSA implemented and delivered a flexible solution that served NewDay's specific regulatory considerations, and it's also in line with the PSD2 SCA regulation requirements. Moreover, RSA adaptive authentication for e-commerce leverages advanced machine learning to analyze risk indicators and authenticate genuine cardholders. Consequently, NewDay has achieved a close to 100% fraud detection rate and transaction approval rate, along with single-digit customer intervention rates, HelpNet Security reported. Payot launches an automated payment solution for online marketplaces. Netherlands-based fintech Payot has launched an automated payment solution for online platforms and marketplaces. According to the press release, Payot's payment solution ensures that money flowing through online marketplaces will end up at the right seller, whether it's a private individual or a business. The platform acts as a link between the PSP and the sellers and prevents online marketplaces from being locked in with one single PSP. Instead, marketplaces will be able to combine multiple payment services, such as Adyen, Stripe or Mali. Besides, the split payment feature verified sellers on each platform automatically to comply with all the necessary Know Your Customer regulations in the PSD2. Furthermore, Payot excludes online marketplaces from the payment flow and releases these platforms from the obligation to become an official payment institute to comply with PSD2. Overall, Payot previously closed a pre-seed funding round of €1 million with UK-based VC company Local Globe. Finch Capital also participated in the round, as well as several professionals from the finance and payments industry. The fintech startup is currently in talks with investors and expects to close a large seed round within a couple of months. JudoPay and Things enable hospitality businesses to offer touch-free cashless payments. UK-based payments provider JudoPay has partnered with Things to offer touch-free cashless payment solutions to businesses across the hospitality sector. According to the press release, hospitality is one of the sectors that has been majorly affected by the COVID-19 outbreak. However, following the government's green light to reopen pubs and restaurants, there is mounting pressure for these businesses to deliver safer transaction experiences for their customers. Things technology turns any physical branded object into a point of sale using smart tap and go technology such as QR codes and near field communication (NFC). For hospitality businesses, this means that marketing assets such as signage, table menus, and takeaway boxes can become instant, touch-free points of sale (POS), removing the need for a card terminal and reducing human interaction while still accepting in-person payments. Therefore, with no additional app download needed, Things and JudoPay's initiative allows customers to tap with a smartphone or scan a QR code using a standard phone camera and pay for items while in a queue or while remaining seated at a table. Furthermore, the new partnership forms part of JudoPay's UK-wide campaign, Keep Britain Moving, which provides SMEs with a platform where they can access expert business advice, guidance or digital payments support to help keep their businesses running during the outbreak. Paysafe rolls out an online cash payments solution in Bulgaria. UK-based payment service provider Paysafe has launched its Paysafe Cash solution in Bulgaria to enable online retail cash purchases. According to Leap Rate, Paysafe Cash is available in 28 countries and is designed for consumers who do not have a bank account or credit card, or who do not wish to disclose sensitive financial data on the internet. Therefore, the Paysafe Cash functionality enables customers to generate a barcode at checkout and find the nearest Paysafe Cash payment point through the search function. Afterwards, they have their barcode scanned by sales staff and the payment is made in cash. Furthermore, Paysafe Card, Paysafe's prepaid payment method, will be distributed in partnership with EasyPay, which has a network of more than 300 payment points. Overall, the e-commerce market is expected to grow with an annual rate of 15.9% from 2020 to 2024, and Bulgaria has a population of 7 million with 60% internet usage. Consequently, the current user penetration of 40% is predicted to increase to 55.3% by 2024. Moreover, recent research highlights that Bulgaria-based consumers still prefer to buy products online via cash, while 50% of the people would shop online more often if they were able to pay with cash. Therefore, solutions like Paysafe Cash might help consumers to continue to use their preferred payment method while shopping online. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.